Mac, and this is a response to Dean Reed's latest exploits with car selling and car purchasing. And I just wanted to kind of run through my life with cars, and it's been quite an eventful period over almost approximately now 40 years. When we first got married, we purchased a 850 Mini, which was white. After about 4 years, however, I decided to change it, and I painted it rally purple. Quite smart in that colour, to be honest. So we had the car in total for 7 years, and at that time we only had, I think, the 2 kids by the time we sold it. That was followed by a 1300 Austin GT Blue, which I later found out, many months later, that it had actually been a write-off and been put back together, but the guy hadn't told me. And I kind of wondered why the exhaust kept jumping off every month. The reason was the car wasn't put back together as it should have been. After about a year, I changed that, got a 1600 Mark III Cortina, and got the Canary Yellow. It was a nice car, nice and bright, couldn't miss it, in fact. And I had that for a year and a half to 2 years before I went for Alcara and fell in love with a guy that I knew had this car and looked after it. It was a 2 litre Mark III Cortina GT with black vinyl roof. It was green metallic and it had all the little extras inside the car. It was a beautiful car and it could fly and it could pull a caravan, no problem. It was great. That got stolen just shortly after my wife actually bought me a brand new radio for Christmas. It was stolen about a month later, and unfortunately due to the insurance company, the radio was worth more than the car. So that wasn't a good deal. We were already a bit low in funds with things, so there wasn't much we could do at that time, and I was in a transition from one job to another. And so I went to, I think it was Arnold Clark or something like that, I can't remember. And I got an Audi 100. What a size of beast this was. It was mustard in colour. Big bench seat in the front. It was a good car, but I only had it a year because really it needed to go. It was too heavy on the pedal at that time, and it was a big beast of a car. After that followed a Rover 2600 hatch in blue. It was a great car. Kids loved it because they could fold the seats down and lie in the back of the hatch when we were being holiday tour down the caravan. And they thought it fun to sit there looking out this big sloping back windows like a conservatory. Unfortunately, a bit of engine trouble proved to be very expensive to repair. As soon as it was fixed, I got rid of that car. The next one that came along was probably one of the nicest cars I ever had. It was a 2.8 litre Granada Gear Champagne Gold. Gold velour pile in the seats. And it was an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous car. I absolutely loved this. We had that for about 2 years. And nothing wrong with it at all, except the auto box started acting up and the repair cost was going to be too much. So I'm afraid we had to let it go. We downsized to a 2 litre Cortina Gear, which was blue, not in the same class as the Granada. Even the alloy wheels weren't in the same class. It was like really was a downgrade for us, and I only kept it for about a year and a half before selling it. And between times, I bought a Fiat Strada for my wife in a kind of bronzy colour. She loved that little car, but we couldn't afford to run two after about a year, so I'm afraid it had to go. Then came along a Peugeot 507 estate, 7-seater in maroon. What a car. The kids loved this because the very rear seats sat so high up and the roof was stepped as well that they were actually looking down the top of the back of our heads when we went along. The kids absolutely loved it. It was a great car. Eventually sold that to a guy in Macrahanish over on the west coast there who run fishing gigs, and he needed to transport these fishing clients to the various spots, and they just sent two young guys over with the money and bought it. Okay, once a Volvo dealer owner, always a Volvo owner, and that's very true, because my next car after that was a Volvo 240 DL Saloon in blue, and that was a lovely, lovely car, and we had that for 10 years. I bought it with about 135,000 miles on the clock, and I put another 100,000 miles on the clock before selling it, and the guy that sold it bought it for the engine. It was that good. That was followed by a Volvo 740 GLE Estate in white. a great beast of a car. It did everything for us. Pulled the caravan, it toted this, everything you could think you can do with a Volvo estate, this thing could do it. And we had it for about 10 years. Yes, it was 10 years, wasn't it? And followed that, about 6 years ago, came the car I currently have, which is a Volvo V70 estate in metallic wine. It was the CD range, which is the top of the range at the time, more heated seats, tinted windows, all the gear, and it's an absolute pleasure to drive. My wife drives that and she also loves it. So hopefully if I get another 4 years, that will be 3 cars in 30 years. Of course, that's with the exclusion of my toy, my 2000 year, that is Jaguar XJ8, which is my little toy. And I've had that probably for about 8 or 9 years now. It's only 2 years, 3 years old when I bought it. And that's about the history of cars. We did own a couple of rubbish cars in between. They were kind of fillers, but literally they were fillers and lasted a few months before they were tossed. So all in all, you can see I've had a busy period with cars over my years. And I think I'm finished. I think if I get another 4 years out of the Volvo, and we do decide to change it, it will be another Volvo without any doubt whatsoever. I couldn't live without a Volvo estate. So, they're probably bury me in it, actually. So all in all, a good time, and I'm really glad that Dean brought up these issues with these cars, because it's going to inspire me to say something about car ownership. And I hope someone else, I hope others join in and let us know what kind of car, how many cars I've bought over the years. Okay, bye for now. Yeah!